Welcome to the WebSphere Support Technical Exchange. Today's topic is use of ClearCase in WebSphere Integration Developer. Today's presenter is Jove Huang. Jove joined the WebSphere Integration Developer team in early 2006. He is the ClearCase focal point in the WebSphere Integration Developer team. He is responsible for coordinating the WebSphere Integration Developer team with the ClearCase team on integration issues between the two. He is also helping the support team on ClearCase-related WebSphere Integration Developer issues. At this time, I would like to turn the presentation over to Jove.
Thanks, Joseph. Good morning, everyone. This is Jove. My email address is on slide number one. So in case you have any questions, you can always send me an email. Now let's begin. Slide number two, please. So this is today's agenda. We're going to talk about how to use ClearCase in WIT and WIT tested ClearCase configurations, what WIT files to add to source control, best practices, troubleshooting, known issues, resources, and the Q&A. Slide number three, please. So this slide talks about the general usage patterns for ClearCase with WIT. There are generally two ways of using ClearCase with WIT, inside WIT or outside WIT. Inside WIT, you can use ClearCase Remote Client plugin or ClearCase SCM Adapter plugin. Outside WIT, you can use ClearCase Explorer utility, or you can use ClearCase Remote Client standalone utility. The recommended way is to use ClearCase plugins inside WIT. Slide number four, please. This slide talks about the task flow for how to use ClearCase Remote Client plugin inside WIT. First of all, you need to install ClearCase Remote Client plugin in WIT. To do that, you need to switch to Java perspective and then use software update to download and install CCRC plugin from your ClearCase server. And then you will need to restart WIT. For detailed information, you can refer to ClearCase Info Center, which is available on the web. Once you have the ClearCase Remote Client plugin installed, you can switch to ClearCase Explorer perspective inside WIT. And then in base ClearCase mode, you can create a view or reuse existing view. If you're working in UCM mode, you can join a project and create reuse streams and views. Once you have the views created, you can synchronize with the ClearCase server. Then you're ready to start creating modules or import modules from the view into your workspace. Slide number five, please. This slide gives a little example about how to import modules from CCRC view to WIT workspace. First of all, you need to switch to ClearCase Explorer perspective in WIT. Then you expand the view directory structure until the module is shown. Then you can right-click on the module and then choose Import, Import Project into Workspace in the context menu. Below is a screen cap that shows where to find it. Slide number 60. This slide talks about the task flow for how to use SCM adapter plugin inside WIT. So the ClearCase SCM adapter plugin comes with WIT as an optional feature. Please check ClearCase documents for its compatibility with the Turkish server you use. First of all, you need to enable the Turkish team capability. I'm going to give a little example later on to show how you can enable that. Once you have that enabled, if in base Turkish mode, you can start creating a view or reuse existing view. In UCM mode, you can start joining a project and create or reuse streams and views. If you're using snapshot view, you need to synchronize with the server. Once you've done that, you can start creating modules or import modules from the view into your workspace. Slide number 7, please. This slide talks about how to enable Turkey's SIM adapter plugin capability in WIT. You can do that in WIT window preferences, general capabilities, team. And when you click the advanced button, you can see the Turkey's SIM adapter is listed on check. This is the default. You need to check it and then click OK. Once you enable this, you can start using it right away. You do not need to restart WIT. Slide number 80. This slide talks about how to import module from dynamic and snapshot views. So you need to go to, in WIT, you need to go to File, Import, General, Existing Projects into Workspace. Then you browse to the view directory structure that contains the modules. Please make sure that you do not check the Copy Projects into Workspace checkbox. If you check that, that means you will bring the files out of the Turkey source control. Slide number 90. This slide talks about how to add module to Turkey source control. In business integration perspective, in the project view, you can right-click on the module, and then in the context menu, you can choose team, then share project. Next step is to choose the Turkey's client type that you're going to use to check the projects in. You can either use Turkey's remote client or you can use Turkey's SIM adapter. Then you need to choose a Turkey's view. And then you can specify the subdirectory in the target blob where you want to store your files. Slide number 10, please. This slide talks about how to check out WIT artifacts in BI perspective. There are two methods to check out a WIT artifact in business integration perspective. Method one is from project view. You can right-click on the artifact, and in the context menu, you can choose team checkout. Another way is to open the artifact in the editor and then edit the artifact. Both ways will prompt for checking out the backend files for the artifact. Below is an example using method 1 with CCRC for checking out a detail artifact. As you can see, all the backend files for the detail artifact are listed in the checkout dialog. Slide number 11, please. So here are a few words about the Turkey's SIM adapter plugin. Turkey's SIM adapter plugin is shipped with WIT as an optional feature, which can be installed in Install Manager. Turkey's SIM adapter plugin cannot work with the Turkey server by itself. It needs a Turkey's PI client, or so-called SIG client, to be installed in the local system. The SIM adapter plugin can talk to the Turkey's fat client, and it's the fat client that talks to the remote Hercase server. Hercase SCM adapter cannot decide which Hercase server to connect to. Such setting is in the Hercase backline. For more information, please refer to Hercase documentation or info center, which is available on the web. Slide number 12, please. This slide talks about with tested Hercase configurations. In WIT 7.0, we tested CCRC 7.1.1 with Hercase Server 7.1.1. We also tested SDM adapter with Hercase Server 7.1.1. In WIT 6.2.0.1, we tested SDM adapter with Hercase 7.1.0. In WIT 6.2, we tested CCRC 7.0.1 with Hercase Server 7.0.1. We also tested SDM adapter with Hercase Server 7.0.0. Back in WIT 6.1.0.1, we tested Hercase Remote Client 7.0.1 with Hercase Server 7.0.1. The SDM adapter versions are as shipped with WIT. Slide number 13, please. This slide talks about files to be added to source control. In general, files that cannot be generated by the tool without user information should be added to source control. For example, all author files, such as detail files, whistle files, SD files, human task files, etc. Files in the project root.settings folder. And the project root.project file, project root.classpath file, etc. And the other custom files that user would like to persist, such as the text files or image files. Slide number 14, please. For files that can be generated by the tools without user information, can be left out of source control. One example is the staging projects, such as app, vet, EJB projects, etc., and compiled files, such as Java class files, etc. Slide number 15, please. This slide talks about the ignored resources filter setting in WIT. So the recommendation is to stay with the default ignored resources setting as much as possible. Such settings can be found in WIT, in Windows, Preferences, Scheme, Ignore Resources. The files that are checked will be ignored when you add files to source control. Slide number 16, please. From this slide on, we're going to talk about best practices. This slide talks about set to preserving case. If you're working with SDM adapter in Windows, by default, Hercase will convert all file names to lowercase. For WIT users, this should be avoided. User can set to preserving case during install time or after install in control panel, Hercase MVFS panel. Slide number 17, please. This slide talks about turn on automatic workspace refresh. Hercase decorations, like the check-in, check-out decorations, may not update if this is not set. To turn on the automatic workspace refresh, in WIT, you go to Window, Preferences, General, Workspace. By default, the refresh automatically checkbox is not checked. You need to check this checkbox and click OK. You do not need to restart WIT after this. Slide number 18, please. This slide talks about how to set CCRC to undo checkout if the version is identical. CCRC undo checkout if the version is identical to its predecessor setting can be set as a default setting in Windows, Preferences, Team, Purchase Remote Client, Dialog, Check-in. Once you set it here, every time when you check in artifact, this will become the default setting. Slide number 19, please. This slide talks about allow checkout during build time. You should always allow checkout during build time when you see that one or more files are prompted for checkout. So if you see a dialog as the one in this slide, you need to click OK to allow the checkout. Otherwise, the build may fail. Slide number 20, please. This slide talks about aggregated checking with CCRC. In CCRC, you can use the aggregated checking function at project level by right-clicking on a module, then choose Team Aggregated Checking in the context menu. Here is a screen cap to show you where to find it. This is very important that after you finish working with your project, you want to make sure that all the files that were checked out are checked back in. Slide number 21, please. If you're using SCM adapter, there is no aggregated checking function, but you can use the Curcase client checkout utility that comes with the Curcase flat client. Slide number 22, please. This slide talks about how to find backing files for an artifact. In case you want to see the backing files for a logical artifact, WIT provides a function for you to show the backing files for a given artifact. You can do that in business integration perspective in project view, right-click on the artifact, and then choose show files option in the context menu. Slide number 23, please. This slide talks about how to set default activity in CCRC UCM view. So one of the known issues is that some files may be checked out silently during build. In such a case, the default activity will be used for such checkout. So it's very important to set the default activity. For CCRC UCM view, you can set that in Curcase Explorer perspective, you select the UCM view, and then you set the default activity in the drop-down box. So here's a little screen cap to show you where to set it. Slide number 24, please. If you're using SCM adapter for dynamic and snapshot views, you have to set the default activity in the View Properties panel. This is different from CCRC. Slide number 25, please. This slide talks about enable dynamic view auto refresh. When using dynamic view, you need to enable the dynamic view file system support. To do so, your view can automatically pick up the updates that other people may make while you're working with the files. You can set that in WIT in Windows, Preferences, Team, Curcase, MVFS support, By default, this is not enabled. So their recommendation is to enable this. Slide number 26, please. This slide talks about some miscellaneous best practices. First of all, you need to check out files as reserved as much as possible. Second one is you need to avoid concurrent development on the same artifact. Users may still work on different artifacts at the same time, though. And you need to work in business integration perspective whenever possible so that you can get with artifact support. For the same reason, you always want to use WIT editors to work with WIT artifacts. And the last one, but very important, is that when you see multiple purchase prompts appearing at the same time for checking, checkout, or active source control, you need to dismiss one, wait until it completes before dismiss another one. This is to prevent purchase from storing errors. Slide number 27, please. This slide talks about some troubleshooting tips. If a wait task fails, for example, build fails, you can try to repeat the steps in Curcase hijack mode. If the problem cannot be reproduced, it's likely a Curcase-related issue, such as files cannot be checked out, etc. Then you can check to make sure that the files can be checked out by using Curcase Explorer tool that's offset with. You can also check workspace.log file for errors, such as file not editable, etc. Workspace.log file is located at workspace root.metadata-directory.log file. Slide number 28, please. This slide talks about the support information that you need to provide when contacting IBM support for Curcase WIT issues. You need to provide WIT version, Curcase server version, Curcase remote client or SCM adapter version, Curcase view type, whether or not you're using CCRC web view or you're using dynamic or snapshot views, Curcase mode, base, or UCM, Curcase client preferences, preference settings. You can find that in WIT, in window, preferences, team, CCRC, or SCM adapter. Then you need to provide ignore resources settings. As we mentioned earlier, you can find that in window, preferences, team, ignore resources. And also provide the workspace.log file along with reproducing steps and any other information requested by IBM support. Slide number 29, please. This slide talks about some known issues. Curcase Remote Client 7.1 plugin does not work well with WIT 6.2.x in terms of checking checkout at WIT artifact level. This issue is fixed in Curcase Remote Client plugin 7.1.1. Project configuration files, such as files in the project root.settings folder, may be checked out when building the workspace. If you see that happen, always allow checkout during build time, or the build may fail. And after working with your workspace, you always want to find the checkout and then check them back in with the undo checkout if identical option selected. So there is a tool in Curcase Fat Client for users to find the checkouts if you're using SCM adapter. In CCRC, you can use the aggregated checking function. We mentioned both earlier. Next, faults can be checked out suddenly during build or edit. So it's very important to always find the checkouts and check them back in after finish working on workspace. And as we mentioned, in UCM mode, you always want to set a default activity in a UCM view. So when the sudden checkouts happen, such default activity will be used for those checkouts. Slide number 36. So today we talked about how to use curtcase in WIT, and we talked about WIT tested curtcase configurations, what WIT files to add to source control, what files to be left out of source control, and we talked about a number of best practices, a few troubleshooting tips, and some known issues. And later on, we're going to give some resources. Slide number 31, please. So this chart includes links to a number of sites that provide valuable online resources for WebSphere products. DeveloperWorks offers in-depth technical information. The events link on support pages points you to webcast and conference information. Visit WebSphere.org for user group information and more product information. The IBM Education Assistant consists of self-help modules to get new users up the learning curve quickly. The SR tool is for Passport Advantage clients to open, update, and view PMRs online. And the My Notifications link on all product support pages lets you sign up for weekly email updates for products of interest to you. That concludes my presentation for today. Now I will pass the control back to Joseph.
Thank you, Joe, for a great presentation. At this point in time, Shannon, we would like to open the line for questions.
At this time, there are no questions.
Thank you, Shannon. At this time, we will conclude the presentation.